Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Balanced and Barefoot by Angela J. Hanscom is a parenting and child development book built around a clear argument: children need regular, unrestricted outdoor play to develop properly. Drawing on Hanscom's background as a pediatric occupational therapist and her work with Timber Nook, the book connects modern childhood habits such as heavy screen use, overscheduling, and constant adult supervision with declines in balance, coordination, sensory processing, and self-regulation. It is not a general parenting manual, but a focused case for why free play in natural settings matters physically, emotionally, and cognitively. The book combines developmental reasoning with practical suggestions for families, educators, and therapists who want to create more room for movement, exploration, and manageable risk in children's daily lives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why unrestricted outdoor play supports sensory and motor development. The book's central claim is that outdoor free play gives children the kinds of movement and sensory input that structured environments often fail to provide. Hanscom argues that climbing, running, balancing, spinning, digging, and navigating uneven ground help children build core motor abilities such as coordination, body awareness, and postural control. These activities also stimulate the sensory systems that support balance and spatial orientation. The practical point is that children do not develop these capacities through sitting still or through carefully controlled play spaces alone. They need active experience, and nature provides changing textures, slopes, distances, and challenges that force the body to adapt. In this framework, unstructured outdoor time is not a recreational extra, but a developmental requirement that strengthens the connection between sensory experience and physical competence. Secondly, the critique of overscheduled and screen-centered childhood. A major strand in the book is its critique of modern routines that leave little room for spontaneous play. Hanscom links rising screen time, packed extracurricular schedules, and a culture of constant supervision to reduced opportunities for natural movement and independent exploration. Her argument is not simply that children spend too much time indoors, but that adult-directed activity often replaces the self-initiated experimentation children need to develop resilience and problem-solving skills. When every hour is organized, children have fewer chances to cope with boredom, invent games, negotiate with peers, or test their own limits. The book treats this loss of unstructured time as a developmental issue rather than a lifestyle preference. It suggests that some of the emotional and behavioral difficulties adults observe in children may be related to how little freedom children now have to move, take risks, and direct their own play. Thirdly, nature as a richer learning environment than controlled indoor spaces. Hanscom presents the natural outdoors as a uniquely effective setting for childhood growth because it offers varied sensory stimulation without overwhelming children. Unlike many indoor or highly designed environments, nature changes constantly and invites open-ended engagement. Sticks, mud, rocks, water, hills, and open space become materials for invention rather than fixed equipment with a single correct use. This matters because flexible environments encourage imagination, creativity, and sustained attention. The book also implies that natural settings help children regulate themselves by providing room to move at their own pace. Outdoor environments, therefore, support more than physical development. They also foster curiosity, concentration, and independence. The larger idea is that nature is not just a backdrop for play, but an active developmental resource that helps children organize sensory input and use their bodies with greater confidence. Fourthly, risk, independence, and confidence as developmental tools. Another important theme is the value of manageable risk. Hanscom does not advocate danger, but she does argue that children learn important limits by climbing, jumping, balancing, and exploring without constant adult intervention. When adults remove nearly all uncertainty, they also remove opportunities for children to develop judgment, confidence, and adaptability. The book treats risk-taking as a normal part of learning, especially in outdoor settings where children can encounter height, speed, texture, and distance in age-appropriate ways. This process helps children understand their own capabilities and recover from small failures. That self-knowledge is important because confidence in childhood is built through repeated experiences of testing boundaries and succeeding through effort. In this sense, the book reframes independence as a developmental outcome of play, not an abstract personality trait. Lastly, practical changes for parents, teachers, and therapists. Balanced and Barefoot is persuasive in part because it moves from theory to action. Hanscom offers readers concrete ways to make outdoor play more central, including creating time for daily free play, reducing unnecessary scheduling, limiting passive entertainment, and making use of simple natural materials. She also encourages barefoot play as a way to improve foot strength and sensory awareness. These suggestions matter because the book recognizes that many families live in urban or time-pressured settings. So the goal is not an idealized nature retreat, but a more realistic shift in priorities. For educators and therapists, the book provides a framework for viewing movement as part of learning and development rather than as a break from it. The practical strength of the book lies in translating a broad developmental argument into changes adults can actually make in homes, schools, and therapeutic contexts. In conclusion, Balanced and Barefoot will be most useful for parents, teachers, childcare providers, and therapists who want a developmental explanation for why outdoor play matters so much. It is especially relevant for adults concerned about children who seem restless, clumsy, overdependent on adults, or overloaded by schedules and screens. The book offers two kinds of value. It clarifies how movement, sensory input, and independent exploration shape development, and it gives practical direction for creating more play-friendly routines. Compared with many parenting books, it stands out because it is narrowly focused on unrestricted outdoor play and is grounded in occupational therapy rather than general advice. That focus gives the book a distinctive voice in the child development category. It does not argue that all problems can be solved by nature alone, but it makes a strong case that modern childhood often lacks the physical freedom children need. Readers looking for a thoughtful, research-informed challenge to overstructured parenting will find it particularly relevant. If you would like to support Angela J. Hanscom, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!